There is no podcast this week. This is a message to those of my listeners who are in for the long haul, those who would want to know what's going on with me, as opposed to just tuning in to hear the latest tidbit of strange information. The reason that there's no podcast this week is not that I don't have a podcast. I actually have a backlog of 5 or so podcasts waiting to be edited and released. The reason there's no podcast this week is that I've suffered a personal tragedy. Such is the word. Not a word I use very much, but a personal loss. She's Carbanzo, who is no longer with me. He's gone. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know what to say about it. There is nothing to say, and yet at the same time, it seems impossible to say nothing. It occurred to me, this happened yesterday morning, or yesterday midday in fact, but between 2 in the morning and noon the following day was the period between finding out that his condition had worsened so severely that he would have to be put to sleep, and actually having it done. I am surrounded by scorched earth. This is the beginning of a life without my closest companion, and I have to say that it's more pain and grief than I imagined that would be possible, even though I knew that it would be like this, and even though I've lost many people, including my brother and mother, in a short period of 5 years ago, and somehow it feels as though nothing was preparing me for this, and I think that this has to do with the depth of the bond that it's possible for we traumatized humans to forge with animals that we're not able to experience with other humans, because of the trauma prevents that kind of intimacy and vulnerability and closeness with other people, because of the distrust and the fear. Well, whatever the case, in some sense, the bond I have with Carbanzo is deeper than any other that I've experienced, in some sense. And hence the devastation, the pain of having that bond severed so brutally and finally and so suddenly. Although I do suspect and feel in some part of me that the connection exists. I don't know how to find the Carbanzo that I loved now that he's 6 feet under. Actually, the grave wasn't 6 feet deep, but it was about 4 feet deep. We're going to plant a tree, or maybe I am today, actually, a cherry tree over the grave, and so Carbanzo will live on in that form. But, I mean, in the non-physical sense, I don't know where he is. I suspect that he's still close. But anyway, that wasn't what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say was that I'm made aware, and actually I was made palpably aware because an associate that I've just been corresponding with, like renewed correspondence after many years out of touch, turned out when I told him my news that he has a similar parallel crisis with his cat, which seems as though it has become rabid and is going to have to be caught and, of course, put down. And this is happening maybe even as I speak. And that anyone who's ever had a pet, anyone who's ever lived with an animal and formed a close bond to it, either has experienced or is going to experience what I'm going through now to one degree or another. And of course, people are in this all over the world now as I speak, and this seemingly bottomless grief that life makes unavoidable, but it's simply a part of life. Such a fundamental, intrinsical part of life, and yet it seems as though it's unbearable, and also impossible somehow to believe until it happens to oneself. My very close friend Mitch lost his cat several years ago, and he told me it was the deepest sadness that he'd ever experienced, and I know that to be true, and obviously I have no reason to doubt it, being in it myself. And yet, when I think about him losing his cat, some part of me thinks, oh, well, it's just one of those things. Or even, it's just a cat. I mean, I don't, of course, think that. But some part of me just like, well, it's somehow it's not real. It's not that big a deal when it's happening to somebody else. And I guess in many cases, perhaps it isn't. I mean, many of us do experience enormous loss, and we just carry on. And not that I'm suggesting not carrying on, but I mean that somehow we circumnavigate the center of that grief, which is like this black hole, which is can pull everything into it. My life when Gabanzo left felt quite complete, and I was aware of that over the weeks leading up to it. Not that I knew that they were leading up to it. This feeling of completeness. And Venetia, who's on this podcast, had communicated with Gabanzo during the period after his diagnosis 2.5 years ago, I think it was. And one of the things that Gabanzo told her was that I shouldn't worry about this old coat, as in his body, because he wasn't. Another thing he said was that he didn't want to leave until I was ready. He wanted to know that I was sorted. So he stuck around as long as it took for me to get sorted, and I guess I was sorted because now he's gone, and suddenly that life that felt so complete feels the opposite of complete. And the absence that he's left by leaving is like a hole in me that is larger than I experienced myself to be. I do not feel big enough for that hole to exist in. And I guess that hole is my soul. And so I am now living in the desert, the real, and I do feel that there is cause to celebrate this, not just to celebrate Gabanzo's life and to thank him as many times as it takes for being here and for sharing himself with me and just being part of my life, and the great gift that that has been, but also the gift of his leaving. Celebrate his passing. So that is why there is no podcast, and this is the something that I ended up saying because I couldn't say nothing. I'm going to leave you with a song, I'm not sure which one, but good chance it'll be from Big Blood. And I just ask you all to cherish your time here and those that you love, and just be aware of how precious it is to be here. We will resume normal programming next week. Thank you for listening.